But here, let me say this. So obviously in the Bible, God condemns abortion. He condemns the pill, condemns abortion, condemns all of that. How do we apply that spiritually? Well, spiritually, you know, people commit abortion all the time. Now, people used to tell me, and I used to believe this as well, and I was wrong for this. I used to hear this a lot, that if you don't disciple someone who you lead to the Lord, you're committing spiritual abortion. How many of you have ever heard something like that? Like, if you don't follow up, if you don't disciple them, you know, you're committing abortion. But that doesn't make any biblical sense at all. Because they pass from death into life.
Amen.
So that would be like almost, like, I wouldn't doubt that the Pentecostals believe that. Because Pentecostals believe you could lose your salvation. So it's like they die spiritually and, you know, they go to hell. Yeah, but the people we lead to the Lord, because we're giving them the right gospel, they will never lose their salvation. Okay? The charismatics obviously will believe that. The Mormons can believe that all they want. We don't believe that. As soon as we lead them to the Lord, they get saved. They're saved forever.
Amen.
You know, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. When does never end? Never!
Amen.
So we don't commit spiritual abortion when we don't disciple someone. Now, am I against discipleship? Absolutely not. It's vital. Okay? The training of people, teaching them to learn the Word of God, getting preaching from the pulpit, you know, teaching them how to sow and how to live a clean life. All these things are very much important. But if we don't do it, it's not spiritual abortion. Okay? You say, so what is spiritual abortion, Brother Bruce? Now, go with me, if you would, to Luke chapter 11. I'm going to show you what spiritual abortion looks like. See, spiritual abortion is when you kill the opportunity for someone to get saved. Because obviously someone's dying, right? Like the child dies. Well, what's one way that, what does spiritual abortion look like? Look at Luke 11, verse 52. It says here, woe unto you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye enter not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, ye hindered. So what is spiritual abortion? False doctrine.
Yep. Right.
When the pastor gets up and preaches a repent of your sins gospel, that's called abortion.
Amen. Amen.
When the pastor gets up and talks about salvation any other way other than for by grace through faith, that's abortion.
Yep.
Why? Because you're killing people spiritually. They're depending upon their own works, and they are going to die and go to hell. That is spiritual abortion right there. Okay? When you're teaching a false doctrine, let me say this. You know, just like in real life, how people, there's pastors and Christians who disagree, and they would say, you know, I don't believe in the pill. You know, I don't think it's right. You know, but if people in the church want to do that, that's on them. You know, that's applicable spiritually as well. Because there's pastors who say, you know, I don't believe in repenting your sins. I don't believe in these false doctrine. But there's people in the church who have that, you know, they're just a little off. That's okay. No, it's not okay.
Amen.
If it's not right for you, it's not right for your congregants.
Yep. Amen.
That's spiritual abortion, false doctrine that teaches people how to go to hell.